Well, I guess it's time to be dramatic.
Good morning, sports fans! And welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday.
It's been a long time since I've been able to say that. How's it going, everyone?
Yeah, I think it's good morning for The Walking Dead, big dog. Good morning
show.
The Walking Dead.
Good show.
Yeah, we're going to give it some free airtime. Chat room's open. Welcome to everyone.
You don't watch that show, though, huh?
No, but my daughter does.
Excellent show.
That's what I hear. Oh, no. I left up skin open. Don't tell me dry up. No, I'm going to close it before it dries up. Man, I need a hit, dude. I need my drug. Oh, and Saul, thanks, buddy. I'll accept it on air.
Yes, I will be your Valentine.
How you doing, big dog? How's life in the big city?
It's going okay. I don't know if I want to know what that was all about, but okay.
Saul asked me on Thursday if I would be his Valentine.
And I said,
sure.
Next register, please. Isn't that kind of cool?
I've accepted over $600 in credit card. And
I'll tell you can swipe now.
I can swipe all I want.
You know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat. You know, it's
kind of nice when my employer finally decides to pay me. Oh, do I have a beef with them? But, yeah. Turns out they owe me a lot more money than even I thought.
Yeah, so we're going to have to fix that. Yeah, they don't want to send me my paychecks for a while, and now I got them. Like, woo, it's full of holes, big dog. I'll have to go back and settle that score. But anyway, oh, my goodness, I need a hit. I need a hit big time. Not feeling well. I'm on a high right now. But you know why I'm on a high? Because I'm scared. Because I was going to ditch this program, and all of a sudden someone's pounding on my front door. I'm like,
actually, they're not the front door. I knocked on the studio door.
I heard you. From the personal executive suite, I heard you.
Ah, okay.
That was crazy, big dog. But I am dying because I can't even look at you straight because I haven't even brushed my teeth this morning, so I got to go get that done.
Well, it's okay. I won't be kissing you. Don't worry.
Yeah, but
there's not today.
I am so alien right now that I feel like a chest buster now. It's all going there, big dog.
It's okay.
I love you, man, but... I've got to establish some breakaways and distance. I got to take care of that. I wasn't going to do any of this stuff, but then the big dog comes pounding on my door this morning and said, I got to get busy. I got to get there. I miss everyone. I haven't missed Gilly Wall, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everyone.
Is with you.
Oh, my God, I miss. And getting all, you said, because I'm getting all melancholy, you know. You know, that actually is my favorite one. And I'm not sure if you saw that post by someone over the weekend. Someone posted all three.
Oh, no, I didn't miss that.
It was help, BS, and insult. And the person said, look at my tags, these are my options. It was funny. I thought it was a great joke. But let me get the notice out. Let's promote this big dog and on air, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're live and on air. You know how that goes. Oh, my God. It's kind of odd doing that. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I missed you on the Tuesday show for the last few weeks.
And I have not been feeling well. And I guess, you know, like I'm saying, I haven't been feeling well. I might have begged if there could be some rotational hosts for a while.
Look.
You want to hear my drug?
Yeah, I want that stuff. I have a broken heart. Let's just have another drug.
You know... There are girls in my life that want to know what I'm taking, and I can say I'm taking the hard stuff. And now you just told them I'm taking 600 milligrams. God, sir, you know, what the hell?
She was the other one.
600.
No. Well, they're both the same. Well, you take both of them. You take both of them. Then you can have some fun.
I'm happy you're here, big dog. I really am, because I really was not going to do this program this morning. I really was not. Hey, I can use these like maracas. But I'm also feeling bad because I'm in your proximity and I have not done what I needed to do.
I just woke up like 10 minutes ago, so you have to forgive me.
Well, I figured when I pulled up and I saw everything all...
Pretty scary now.
Everything dark.
What'd you say?
I'm like, oh, Roger's not awake yet.
Well, I mean, I kind of was. You know, I was in lazy-ass mode, but I'm happy here because I need a hit. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Nah, you can warm up some water.
Oh, talking about water, I gotta go.
All right.
Be right back.
As you guys all know, this is All-Star Weekend for the NBA. Yesterday was All-Star Friday, which was a Celebrity All-Star Game and the Rising Stars Challenge. Today, of course, is the big one. This is the one that everybody always wants to see. It will be the Shooting Skills, excuse me, the Shooting Stars Skills Challenge, the three-point shootout, and, of course, the one everybody loves, the one everybody wants to see is the Slam Dunk Contest. That will be starting today at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time on TNT, and also on ESPN Radio. And, of course, tomorrow is the 2013 All-Star Game on TNT at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And right now the series record is the East has 36 wins, the West has 25. It will be great to see. Dwight Howard will be in the All-Star game. There are a few that may not play. Joakim Noah may skip the All-Star game due to his foot injury. Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. And on Saturday, Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul were named the All-Star Saturday captains for the Shooting Stars game. Yesterday, of course, was, as I said, the Rising Stars, which is the first and second year rookies, or first and second year players. They were coached by Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. They, I say coach, that was not really what happened. They were just there, kind of standing there, and the game just was a high scoring game, no defense whatsoever. And let me see if I can get the score for you guys on that one. Alrighty, yesterday. Let's see if I can pull up yesterday's game. Okay, hold on. Let me try and put up the All-Star game. Yesterday's game was... And I don't have a score. I know it was a high-scoring game, guys. Sorry about that. Starters for the All-Stars in the East, it will be Dwayne Wade. Rajon Rondo, of course, is injured. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and Kevin Garnett. Chris Bosh made the team. He replaced Rajon Rondo, along with Tyson Chandler, Luol Deng, Paul George, Jrue Holiday, Kyrie Irving, Brooke Lopez, and Joakim Noah, who also, as I said, may not play. On the West, the starters are Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, Dwight Howard, Blake Griffin, and Kevin Durant. So it's pretty much an all-LA starting four, and Kevin Durant thrown in. Two Clippers, two Lakers. The reserves are LaMarcus Aldridge, Tim Duncan making his 14th All-Star appearance, James Harden, David Lee, Tony Parker, Zach Randolph, and Russell Westbrook.
Wait, you actually said, Dwight, blow me down, I have no problem with Kobe. Howard made the team?
Of course he's going to make the team.
But he's like shoulder or what is?
He has a torn leg room.
Knowing that he's a pussy, I have to ask, where is that on the female body?
Yeah, his shoulder.
His shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to welcome the guests that are joining us live. Thanks for joining us. We are
That's why I said leg room, not leg room.
Well, we definitely crossed into the pit for some people in no man's land.
Oh, is that the pit?
Well, all right. We obviously had a personal moment there.
Hang your pictures if you want.
No. That's all right. I'm only kidding around because we never have these conversations.
So, today's the game?
Tomorrow's the All-Star game. Today is the one everybody always wants to see. Today is the Shooting Stars The skills challenge, three-point shootout, and the slam dunk contest.
Oh.
Well, of course, Mr. LeChoker, who finally got his ring last year, he once again teased everyone that he might be in the dunk contest, and of course, backed out as usual.
Of course, he's a pussy. Speaking of carrying their labrums, that can be code for a lot of stuff now.
But I understand that LeBron did something that no other player had ever done in the history of the game.
Yes, he
game period.
Six games he shot. He scored 30 points, shooting 60% or better.
Okay, that's the extent of my sports knowledge for the entire week. I don't know why I caught the LeBron thing.
He was an incredible run.
I understand no one's ever done that.
They showed his shooting percentages. I mean, it was some incredible stuff. I mean, in game three, he was something like 13 of 14. I mean, it was he missed, I think in those six games, he missed a total of like maybe 10 shots in those entire six games.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Scoring 30 points or more.
Wow.
Yes. And the day that they broke the streak against Oklahoma, which they beat Oklahoma just the other day, he once again scored 30 points, but he only shot 58%. So, I mean, still a hell of a streak that he's on.
So, for seven games,
yeah,
he was still at 58% or above, which no one has ever done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I heard that, and, you know, I thought about that. I thought about you and I being at East L.A. College, shooting percentage. I'm like, I mean, that's our career afterlife. That's not even a career year for us.
That might have been our free throws.
Well, yeah.
Or at least mine. You were a pretty decent free throw shooter.
What? Yeah, I'll be a priest. Constantly making that. No, I'm only kidding. There were certain moments. I only did like twice, right? In all the years and all the times we played, there was a moment when I called on the divine intervention. And the big dog could barely hear me, but I was still young enough in my life and just outside of the seminary. When there was a moment from the outside and I needed that damn shot, I said, I promise I'll still be a priest. I took the shot.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I guess the whole priesting and scoring in the hole, I guess it would be appropriate.
Yeah. Speaking of, we'll have a new Pope very soon.
Hey, what?
I said, speaking of, you priest, you know, quickly, I said, we'll be having a new Pope very soon.
Oh, I thought I heard Pope Barry.
No.
But no, Pope Barry soon.
Yeah, it is a segue. It is something.
First time in 700 years, right in there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Big Doc. Thank you. And if I got the LeBron thing right, I guess you better get the Pope thing right.
Well, let's get on to something that you're just going to enjoy ripping.
Wait. Allen Iverson?
No.
That other jerk that went over to China?
No. And it was baseball.
Well, there's a lot of jerks there.
The one jerk that got off last year, and he's now...
I know, yes. Actually, there's a lot to talk about. Even good old Big Head Little Balls.
Oh, really? I didn't know Big Head Little
Balls. Can we go to that one right now?
Sure.
Apparently, he had a conferencia with his attorneys, and they are looking to have his legal determination, you know, guilty for misleading
a jury.
They want it thrown out.
On what grounds? That his balls weren't big enough at the time, or what?
That's funny. That's good. That's good. You can always go in and have it thrown out. So that's what they're going through now, Big Dog. You see, I had two things. I had 60% LeBron James, and then I got three things. I got the Barry Bonds thing, and should we do it just for old time's sake? Big Dog, due to the inside source, I understand that when the Yankees are going to be swinging out to the West Coast, Yankees are really looking to sign Barry Bonds to West Coast contract. And during the appeals process, it looks like the Yankees, because they have long road trips now, that it's very possible that Barry Bonds, during his appeals process, will be a Yankee. Man, that was done by the inside source that one year, and when it changed all the websites, I was like, yay! Unnamed sources. I'm going to show you the unnamed source. I'm sorry.
And you know, had you done that now?
That's him trying to get in.
Had you done that now, of course, you know who would have picked up on it right away.
Mr. November?
Oh, yeah.
And they would immediately have picked up on that. Actually, I'm not going to even lie. They were the ones.
They were the ones at the time?
Yeah, they were the ones that picked up on it and went somewhere else. Well, now that I know that they are...
They're trying to be legit now, though.
Yeah, they're listed on CNN.
Not only that, they're listed by the NBA. I guess they have an app out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've had the app out for a while. And I guess they're doing very well. I'm going to be getting the newspaper back.
Good.
Yeah, so I'll be prepared. Oh, man. I have to take those drugs now. I'm going to go get the water right now, Big Dog.
Okay.
I need to forgive me.
No
that
problem.
Is the cast potato in the chat room trying to get in. And I know that he's trying to get in over and over and over. So I don't know if this is foreplay for him or not. So
I'm missing someone.
No, I have a guest there.
No, I only have a guest, myself and you. I see four listed in for yours.
Yeah, and like I said, they're trying to get in and out. So apparently there might be some problems with Blog Talk Radio, so good
no.
Morning, everyone. We are the Bleacher Report of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, jeez. All right, well,
I've got the
while you're doing phone. That, I will be talking about Mr. Braun.
Oh, all right, I will, yeah. All right, come back.
Yeah. Okay, this was written in April in the hands of Biogenesis of America's clinic founder, Anthony Bosch. Among the names is Milwaukee Brewer's Ryan Braun, and to the right of that is to the name of that is a figure of $1,500. That is, a source familiar with Bosch's operation told Outside the Lines, indicates that the players, those players that received performance-enhancing drugs from Bosch and owed him money. The document, one of dozens obtained by Outside the Lines, suggests a closer link to Bosch and a now shut-down clinic he ran in Coral Gables, Florida. The list is not definitive proof that Braun received or used PED, either, of course, is a simple offense under Major League Baseball, but may draw more squarely in the spotlight as the league investigates the scandal and tries to draw the interest of law enforcement. Bosch had been identified 4 years ago as a source for the HCG prescription that led to Manny Ramirez's, or Manny Breitmeyer's, as we like to call him, 15 suspension. The prescription was written by Bosch's father, who is a licensed physician in Miami.
Oh, so now we know.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like how when A-Rod was getting it from his cousin.
Yeah. It says, according to the documents, Bosch sought $20,000 to $30,000 from Braun. A source familiar with the documents obtained by Outside the Line says that the list with Braun's name, which also includes New York Yankees, Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod.
Francisco.
We were the first ones to coin that one.
Francisco Cervelli and Toronto's Mel Cabrera was on a list of players who received PEDs, and that there is, quote, no other reason to be on that paper, end quote. One of the documents shows plus signs next to players' names, which are circled for players who have paid their fees. Says Braun's $1,500 fee is marked as being unpaid.
Oh, damn, that's how I do it, too.
Yeah.
You draw a line,
yeah.
And the line represents a negative, which needs to be a plus. So I get that. Yeah. You keep it down.
Just the cost, though.
Yeah, but how's your Borg and Cook treatment? It keeps going up every now and then.
Says Braun's name appears on another list of player names. Dollar amounts and dates are not included.
Under
in the list. It says his name is on the bottom of the page, underlined with expenses written on it.
So you're telling me that Bosch can legally and literally, I can't say legally, but can literally say that Braun is a deadbeat when it comes to steroids? Oh, I love it. And I believe the Cash Potato is live with us, so if he wants to join us, I'd be very, very happy to have him join. Oh, he said yo. Yo in the chat room. Okay, I'm bringing him on. I don't give a damn.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Getting ready to... I forgot to set up the baseball show. We're doing baseball today for high school baseball for the Rowlett Eagles. So I'm gearing up for that and getting set and actually kind of excited.
Woo-hoo. I'm so happy for you, Mr. Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports. My God, I haven't been able to say that in a long time.
Yeah, I was in Vegas last weekend when you guys were on air, and when you guys were on air compared to me being awake, that wasn't happening.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, because as you know, when Sonny goes to Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He's just a party animal over there.
Yeah, the sad thing is we actually know what happens in Vegas.
Yeah. That was, but there's some new casinos down there and everything. So, well, same buildings, new names and stuff like that. So it was an interesting trip this year.
I will be heading out there in April 19th and 20th. My
what
daughter, the cheerleader, they won their competition, so they'll be in the Sparks or Star competition down in Vegas.
Yeah, at the Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, it's actually just past downtown at the something convention center.
Okay.
So I'll be there helping chaperone 40, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
A couch potato. That's code for hot tays.
That's what I'm guessing.
Well, I always get mad at the big dog because he tells me, oh, did you see the pictures? Oh, yes, of your hot daughter, right, in her cheer suit, right? Thank you, big dog. So I'm like, dude, I've known this girl since she was a little baby. You're putting me in an uncomfortable spot because she happens to be a hot tay. There's no doubt about it. So big dog's always, did you see the pictures? And of course, they have pictures of her girlfriends as well. And oh my God, she hangs around with very beautiful girls.
Wow,
and,
they're cheerleaders.
I'm sorry.
That's what Couch gets to look forward to in a couple of years when his daughter gets older.
I don't even want to think about that.
Oh my God! I'm now drinking my cup of Joe, the nectar of the gods.
Nectar of the gods.
Oh, he's making fun of me. All right.
No, that's good. Nectar of the gods.
I thought the nectar of the gods was tequila.
Let me see. Hold on. Do I have it right here? Yeah.
A Monday through Friday, nectar of the gods is coffee. But after. On the weekend, starting Friday at 4 o'clock, I think it changes.
Yep, I agree with you there, Couch.
But, hey, scorekeeper, are you ready for Thursday?
What's Thursday?
Thursday is the preseason game for the Texas Revolution.
I will be ready. I gotta cancel my calendar. What time is this?
7 or 7:30 my time, which would be 5 or 5:30 your time. Now, if you can't make it, that's fine. You know, we'll get through.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to be there. I'm gonna have to push these clients back. They never run on time anyway.
Your romance is in.
Right. You can go to hell, big dog. I don't have a bromance with Brian. But I just think it's kind of funny to call him Bright. And you know who says it? It's that little chubby kid from all these movies. The one that was with friends with McLovin. You know, little chubby one, the frizzy-haired one. The one that was in Jonah Hill. He's the one that he's talking to this guy, and he says, hey, Bright. That's where I got it from. Jonah Hill says Bright. What?
Sure.
Sure.
So what about Mr. Braun? What do you have to say?
Okay, hold on a minute. Then obviously this is some sort of internet romance because Bri and I have never met.
Oh, just like TL or whatever that football player's name is?
What?
The college guy? The one who had the imaginary girlfriend?
I've never said that I am in any sort of internet relationship, boys.
Wait a second. No, you have. Yes, you have.
Thank you, Couch.
Yes, you have. We got to go back. It's somewhere in the archives, but yeah.
Yeah, good luck. That's the one thing that I've got on every other host on Blog Talk Radio. That is, I've said so much stuff that if they didn't write it down, they've got so much crap to go through. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, that's the only thing, trying to figure out which one it is, so yeah.
I'm not about to admit to any alleged, real, imagined, virtual, or any other romance on live.
No,
or live.
Hold on. Romance is a stretch. Hold on. Big Dog, I think romance is a stretch. He said online relationship.
Yeah, we were talking, we were making fun. All right, yeah. Oh, I have many online relationships. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so online, are you a man whore? And he has a little smirk as he's thinking about it.
And suddenly he's probably remembering that face too, because he's seen it. Well, because to answer your question, then I drink. I only drink Dos Equis. Good morning, Brian, and everyone else in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to the Big Dog, because I don't think this program was going to happen this morning, because NDV Media World Headquarters were dark at 5:53 a.m., was it not?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was dark. It was bad. It was,
But you got the studio ready in a jiffy.
Yeah, I turned the light on. Scared the rats. And actually, I don't, because it... Actually, I can really say that because of all the cats that we have now, there is nary a rat bastard anywhere to be found. Oh, isn't that funny? I finally used it legally in there. No, we don't have any rats.
Mice.
Rats. Who gives a damn? We don't have any because of the cats. Oh, no, that's when we lived in Ferguson.
Because of the train tracks.
Because we had the train tracks right behind us. We had rats that would come over and visit us, and they wouldn't move when we see them in the backyard. I mean, the rabbits were scared of these rat bastards. Because we had the intercontinental line behind us. The one that went from Los Angeles all the way to, well, the rest of the United States. So we had those rat bastards behind us. And when they come into the yard, oh, my God, they told us to move. And we did. Yes.
Be like Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, and you know, after a major earthquake, people would come over and they're like, "Dude, we're having another earthquake." And then we'd listen for a moment. Oh no, it's a train! It's a train! Because we were so used to having those big 80, 100 car trains passing behind us, yeah. The house would tremble. Yeah, it was crazy. Couldn't even brag about doing the dirty or the nasty. It was the train. Could have been Soul Train.
It would have been easy to just lay there and then just move another train.
Actually, it was rather, yes, it was incredibly therapeutic, I will say that. Like having a constant massage. So the train was a masseuse back there.
Was there a happy ending?
Or a whorehouse. Oh, always. It was about the only happy ending I've ever known.
No, you only say a happy ending is with the
masseuse. Yes, I do. Yes. It actually was in that movie where the guy standing up under the blanket. So. That's what a happy ending is. I've never had a happy ending with the masseuse. I haven't seen masseuses or masseuses or whatever they are in the male or female. I don't.
You should see a masseuse. Get rid of all your tension.
Oh, God, I don't think they didn't finish. Speaking of Ron, where there is smoke, there is fire, I laugh and laugh and laugh. And we know what his attorney said is that when we were consulting with him on how to defend our case, when there's really only one legal and legitimate consultant that everyone goes to,
mm-hmm.
and he was not called on by the Braun people.
Well, and the fact is, the lawyer always went to that guy before, and had always used him before, for whatever reason, according to the lawyer, they went to this guy, who, of course, is not even a doctor, but professes to be one. He's actually a nutritionist by trade. And, hey, yes.
I am the doctor of baseball. I am baseball's doctor.
Oh, you're going to say you were the love doctor.
No, actually, that is a flat-out falsehood. I am not
love
prepared to say
doctor.
That. But I carry a PhD in Star Trek lore. I am a doctor in Star Trek. Oh, hell yeah. Dan Kim. What? I am a doctor when it comes to Star Trek lore. I mean, look at all the freaking material. This is a Star Trek library.
You know what? When my computer crashes or Shockwave doesn't work or whatever, I get a little icon at the bottom. It's got a little citation that says, he's dead, Jim.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How Star Trek has permeated our life. He's dead, Jim.
That's funny. That is damn funny. Hey, Brian. I miss you, but Bri. Come on, Brian. Call in, baby.
So, back to Mr. Braun. So,
oh, yeah, with the implications of this, I mean, and let's finish it out, that they went to see him, unlicensed, un-everything, when every attorney goes to the best for defense of their case, including his attorney. Yeah, they went to some guy that had, obviously they did no background check, they did nothing, but through the grapevine they heard that he was
an expert.
Yes, an expert in what, big dog?
In DEDs, because he sells them.
Yeah! I mean, it's like I said, when you get in trouble, who do you go to? You go to the best cunning guy that has done this before and gotten out of it. And that's why, unfortunately, my name amongst all the workers at my work, when it came to getting out of positive drug situations, I was the man. And I did.
You were the one that everybody went, buddy, right? You were that guy, right?
Let me tell you how stupid some people are when it comes to the handling of evidence and stuff. So deep down, the guy that got Braun off, I was like, that's Roger with a degree.
You know, and the fact that
Right.
The fact that with Braun the first time, since there was just the name, no money, no references whatsoever, so of course there was that reasonable doubt. But now that
there was no reasonable doubt. Who the hell says reasonable doubt?
To the people that believe that he didn't do it.
Yeah, the beer drinkers in Milwaukee.
Well, no, because they were
past
old
Milwaukee.
Brian's on Braun's side, remember that? Brian has defended Braun from the beginning. Remember, we had a discussion with Brian about this. Because he keeps defending Braun.
Brian.
Yeah.
I kind of defended him.
Oh, well, you can go fly a kite.
on the list, on actually two other lists, and possibly even more, with amounts of money.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay, what am I holding on to?
Braun, whatever his first name is, Braun is now on the NDB media list for owing money for services on how to publicly get out of situations. So he's on
Ryan. It's Ryan Braun.
Oh, who cares, Dan? He's on my list. I don't care if it's Brian Braun or Ryan Braun. I don't care. The point is he's now on the official NDB media list for standing us up and not talking about happy endings either. Silenced by the
cosmetic. Yep. I'm here. I was on mute because I'm printing up some stuff and my printer is very loud.
Are you guys going to go on after us?
No. The game today is at 1 o'clock. I haven't spoken to Cuervo, but I think he's working today. He's been doing a lot of Saturday work, but we'll be on tomorrow morning doing the That Being Said gig.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the beginning of this program, and knowing that no one was here at the very start, I feel that I have to repeat it again. I do miss being on air, and for everyone, in all honesty, I have not been feeling well. I've been very much under the weather, and I am thrilled, and my heart is warm at all the people that have been contacting me to find out how I've been doing. I want to thank them for that. And I want to let them know, and I also don't want them to, well, you know, they have been worried, so allow me to not be arrogant, but allow me to assuage their worry. Ooh, you like that word? Assuage. Yeah. I heard that. I wanted to assuage their worry that we're getting through this. If you want pictures, I'll gladly show them to you. Did you see the pictures of them, Big Dog? The big old foil that I had, it was the size of a silver dollar.
Cool.
Yeah, it was huge.
I would have popped it.
Oh, they did.
That would
have. No, they popped it fast, and then that's when they found other little.
No, I would have.
No, no, it popped so quick, they went blah. It just upfilled out.
Warning, bullshit alert.
What do you mean? They got the little knife, they popped it all blurted out.
That was for your apology. For your.
Oh, no, this is genuine. This is heartfelt. This is genuine. when I lower. Yeah, now he got it. When I lower my voice, that's kind of like the, was it good for you, big dog voice? It was that one. Are you going to push the bullshit button again?
No, I was remembering the first time you told me that was at Vegas night, so, you know.
Nope.
You're depriving a village somewhere.
So is George Bush, but we don't complain.
Wait, why are we going for a lot? Are we going to something again?
Are we going political again?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time this morning. But now I swear, Bri, on the authority vested in me, as NDB Media dictator, benevolent dictator, I abhor that you have not called in yet.
And Couch, just to be nice, he's just being nice, so he added the tater part.
Yeah, that's it, right?
That is a high five, Big Dog. All right. I'm so happy the Big Dog is here. And again, trying to get this. My heart is warmed at the concern that I've had, and I do apologize that I've not been able to get back to people.
The cockles of your heart are warm?
Ooh, damn. Too bad we're on air, Big Dog.
Wow, you are talking dirty to me, dude.
Wow. Anyway, I do want to thank everyone, and it does mean a great deal. I am throwing it out there. I do need assistance on Tuesday nights. That's usually when the drugs are in effect and I'm having trouble being up at night. So I'm going to beg for some rotating hosts for a while. And Shy has jumped onto the breach several times now. The Big Dog has done so. I don't know if I should hand the reins to the Couch Potato. Could you imagine how dangerous he would be on Tuesday night in America? Actually, I think he'd do
What's the show about on Tuesday night in America?
Whatever.
Oh, my God. We both done that. At the same time, whatever you want it to be. And you know what the funny thing is, Cal? Sometimes
Tuesday Night America is great.
Sometimes when someone calls you at 6:42 and a 7 o'clock show, and you don't know what the hell you're gonna do.
Shut up. That has never happened as of late. That has not happened as of late.
That was only 2 weeks ago.
That's right. That was 2 weeks ago. That's an eternity in the media world.
I was like, where am I going to go on?
And you did.
Yes, it is. Stupid laws.
Yeah.
Stupid news.
And then Shy covered the Pope and the stuff, last Tuesday. And I think we're in line for a current events program. That's always a great fallback. Because I have so much material for current events. But I'm probably going to be there this Tuesday because I am starting to feel better. The hole that I had at my side was pretty big. That I joked that if I jumped into a pool, I would sink quicker than the Titanic would because I had a big hole at my side.
Oh, hell yeah. So are you putting your hat in for the vote of the Pope?
Every male in the world is eligible to be Pope.
Really?
Everyone over...
Because you have to be Catholic.
No.
So we could have a Jewish Pope.
Actually, you could have someone from you know, Albania. From those parts of the world, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, any man is eligible.
Oh.
So sorry, most people from West Hollywood are ineligible.
Wow.
All right, thanks for the courtesy, Gas. Cash Potato. That wasn't even a courtesy. Just
no, that wasn't a courtesy. I was... I was thinking, why is it every man is available? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I don't know if they're available, but, you know, men are men, but eligible.
Is there an age limit? Do you have to be a certain age, like it is for the president?
Well, I think they try to stick at 18 years and old, because once you become Pope, if you're underage, I think anything goes. So you got to at least be legal. And since you have a plane, and a car. I guess you have to at least be eligible to drive.
Well, the Pope's never going to drive.
No, but you never know.
Footmobile.
I can understand that. And it was established because of the 1981...
I miss Pope John Paul. I liked him.
Really?
Okay. Well, Benedict didn't do much for me.
Yeah. The Nazi...
Isn't he going to retire or something like that?
Yeah. As at the end of the month, Cass would say, "Where the hell have you been?" Oh, that's right. Playing with all the high schoolers.
I've been watching sports, but I did hear about that.
Yeah, he's retiring, he's leaving, and good for him. And now there's going to be a conclave, and they're going to elect something in late March, and there'll be a replacement. And the reason why he's leaving is because he's 85 years old.
Yeah, well, they got him when he was 70. He's done it for 8 years, and they got him when he was 73.
Gosh, was that 8 years already?
Seven.
Crikey.
Yeah. Yeah, he was already advanced in years. Everyone knew that he was going to be a
taker, a transitional type of pope.
And by him retiring, this pope in, I know, funny, huh? A caretaker. Caretaker pope. This now opens the door in the modern era for popes due to health being able to retire. Yes. He will be known as Cardinal...
Do you think because of all the scandals, do you think that was catching on him?
Yes. Killing him. Yeah, it's killing him. And it's time for him to go, so... Happy trails to...
I think he's going to go out in the woods somewhere and, find a place to lay down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would be a marvelous pope. I would establish order.
Wouldn't you have to divorce your Mrs. Porky?
Are you Catholic?
What the hell does that mean, Catholic?
No, I was asking. I didn't know. Are you Catholic? I mean...
Not only am I Catholic, but I am Roman Catholic.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I am legitimately in line for something.
You put your name in the hat for the pullout for the next pope? Did you do that?
Sir, my name has always been in the hat, but they never get to my name.
Your name is in the hat. Wear the hat.
Yeah, it's good because it's just because it's an age issue. So I'm already a little overage. So
nah,
they're always looking for the 18 and younger.
That doesn't make them old.
Well, see, they can't have a young pope. They can't have too young of a pope because then people, that will open the door for lustful thinking towards the pope if they're too young, if they happen to be good looking, so that might be a problem for
I have news for you guys, Potato. There was a massive, massive throng following for Pope John Paul II. There was a massive following. It was unbelievable. They had women throwing themselves at him.
That's amazing.
Italian women. You know how easy the Italian
people. That guy was old when he took over.
Actually,
Pope John Paul II.
Yeah, he was. He was one of the younger guys. He was 58 when he did, and he ruled for a long time. And the reason is due to his health is why it was bad, and that's why Benedict has now established that you can retire in the modern era. It's just... For the last 670 years,
it was unheard of.
You
when,
die.
When they made the announcement, I was like, what?
I was too. I was genuinely surprised. But I was like, okay, this is good. Because there's so many issues involved. And you see, the last time a pope retired was due to dark circumstances and issues. And
it was the Dark Ages.
Very appropriate, big dog. Where the hell have you been? What book have you been studying? Who have you been involved with?
I have been listening to the great Roger.
Bri, you need to call in.
Is he losing his position?
No, never. You never lost your position, big dog. It's just, wow, where the hell have you been lately? I mean, you're
stuck in your empire.
Oh. You're flurred used to the language. Wow. I may have said it twice, flurred and flurred, by saying use. You're flurried.
Utes?
Eloquence. Did you just say the utes?
Yeah, utes. That's what you said, utes.
That's a funny movie.
My Cousin Vinny, baby! That's a great movie. If that one
Amazon cable or whatever, and I have that one on both VHS and DVD, if that movie's on, there's nothing. I drop everything and watch my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Especially when Marissa told me, my biological clock is ticking. She's doing it on the floor.
She won it. The county worked.
Yeah, she did. She won that one. That's a funny movie. Grits. And all that stuff.
I'm trying to figure out how she won the Academy Award for that. I mean, I'm...
It's all being a hot tay.
Yeah, well, then they should just have the category. Instead of just giving it to her because she looked good one time, you know?
Might have been the first year.
Oh, she won. She was incredibly young. And it was funny because I remember watching the Academy Awards that year, and... there were like five women up for it, and they all happened to be foreign nationals. It was funny. And they joked about it, and they said, and also from the foreign nation of Brooklyn, New York. Marissa Tomei. I thought that was great. That was funny. That was a good detail. Oh, my Lord.
He listened to you?
Oh, no. I listened to myself. Let's go live to the man down under.
What's the under?
Hello, hello, gentlemen. I didn't realize that this was Sports Talk with the Guys, Oscars edition.
Oh, sorry, Victor. Sorry, there, AJ. We are who we are.
So who's gonna win all the gold medals at the Oscars this year?
Oh hell, I don't know who is gonna win them. That swimmer that you guys have down there. Oh my God! Speaking of Holly, she is awesome.
I know who's not gonna win a gold medal.
A Rod?
No, Pistorius.
What's wrong with Pistorius?
Remember he shot his
group? Oh, you really don't know? It's a new Blade Runner movie being made. The reality show.
That was good. Yeah, I know. That's right. I forgot about that Blade Runner. He was crying in court, right?
Yeah.
He played by Russ.
He went from Blade Runner to Blade Gunner to Blade Bummer.
Oh, that was good, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to welcome everyone in the chat room. You're listening live to the Intergalactic Connection. We are live from Southern California, from the great imperial state of Texas, and from
The future.
That's right. It is tomorrow. Yeah. The future.
Welcome
down
to Sunday.
The land down under, ladies and gentlemen. So are you on a bus right now?
No, I'm walking around the city. Getting weird looks from everyone, but that's fine. That's normal. That's not because of the phone call, so don't worry about that.
Well,
did you shave your beard again?
No. The beard's still there. Must have banged my head when I got out of bed.
Ooh. Wow. You know, AJ, over here, if you were to be here in the United States and you were anywhere from the South, you would be immediately classified as a skinhead or neo-Nazi. It's like, oh, my God. You would easily be labeled.
That's not exactly bending the truth too much, is it, really?
Oh, my God, I choked on my coffee. Nah, AJ plays the part. Deep down in his heart, he's a good guy. So when they get together and beat up everyone, AJ's the one that only hits them like three times. Well, everyone picks
exactly.
The crap.
Exactly. I put them down. I let them finish them.
Oh.
I go to the finishing, and then they bring the fatality out.
It's very funny. And AJ, thank you for joining us. I want to notice. Did you post something on your Facebook in the last few weeks about one of your passengers on a vehicle? Did you do that?
Well, that happens nearly every week. Describe the story.
I had noticed that in one of my drug-induced hazes. I saw, I'm like, oh, my God, this is like the Walmart people.
No, we get them all, mate. We get them all from the people that earn $10 a year to the people that earn $10 a minute.
Ooh, wow, $10 a year? Man, that's even better than the Aborigines, huh?
Yeah, well, that's lower, too.
So what do you call your loony down there? What do you refer to your dollar as? Because you guys use dollars, but what do you call it? In Canada,
we call it a dollar. What's that word? A dollar. What do you call your dollars? You call them dollars too, right?
Actually, we had lots of names
actually,
for
them. Actually, over here we call them pesos.
Because of the value against the yen, the Chinese yuan, and all of this stuff. I mean, we're even cheaper than the
No, we call it
worth. Aussie dollar's worth more than yours now, too.
Yeah.
So how about that one?
Yes, and I do want to welcome Guy Wong in the chat room, Coffee, Laker fan, Tarvin on the couch potato, and several other guests. Thanks for joining us. You guys know what to do. We're having a great conversation, but we do have AJ. Ah! I closed the chat room. What a block it. So, AJ, tell us what's going on in the sports scene down there. I know it's
actually, it's right in the middle of float season. Cricket's pretty much just finished here in Australia. It's just the domestic stuff going. Australia had a five-match game cricket series against the West Indies. We beat them 5-0. We're on our – I think we just landed in India for some tests, then we go to England for the Mighty Ashes series. That's the biggest prize in cricket. It's only played between Australia and England, but in Australia that's considered the pinnacle of cricket.
Yeah, it is a big deal down there. There are actually some teams that are being fielded in the United States now, cricket teams. It's kind of something.
Yeah.
So.
Teams are playing rugby league there as well. Cricket, Canada has represented cricket in the last 3 or 4 World Cups as well. So they've been playing cricket up north for a while, but I think it's just starting to bite into America or the States.
Yeah, that's right, AJ, and it's just begun. I know, I was genuinely surprised when I read that there are rugby leagues in the United States that are growing. And I got to say, that's the quickest, best, easiest team to form. No uniforms, no pads, no nothing. You just go out there and kick the crap out of it. Oh, wait, what is the Foster's commercial? All you need is a Band-Aid for a helmet?
Yeah.
Well, with that
I
went
rugby
no.
in Vegas last weekend when I was there. While I was getting ready on, and it was on TV. They had it right there in Vegas, and I think they have them there quite a bit, actually.
I'll say there's a little distinction we've got to point out. When you say the word rugby, that normally that defines rugby union. That's a completely different sport than rugby league. Rugby league is played by the working class. Rugby union is played by the upper class. So you can tell straight off the bat which one's violent, which one's not.
The working class, I think, is violent.
Yeah. You should have seen a big dog face on that one. I think the working class one is violent. Yes, because they still have the Cheerio and all this crap up there. Yeah, the working class is just because that's who we are. That's who we are.
Exactly.
So rugby league is the men's league, and rugby union is like the West Hollywood league then, right?
Pretty much, yeah. The best way to do it with the American version would be Texas plays rugby league, California plays rugby union.
Wow, okay. I've got to believe that we have rugby league here in the United States. There is no rugby union.
No, you play rugby union as well. You've played rugby union longer than you've played rugby league.
Don't see that.
What, you believe that we have more union? Well, I think we are a union.
Yes. Because if you're used to wearing pads for most of your life, you're going to play union before you play rugby league.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being slammed by the man from down under about the America's passion. Caspita, do you have a comeback for that?
No.
Because he said that...
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
How could you have a comeback? You wear pads and helmets and stop every time the ball falls over.
Yeah, all right.
You have a Super Bowl, and all of a sudden the champions are the best in the world when it's only your country that plays it. You have a Super Bowl when the most important thing about Super Bowl is the commercials. Awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to be a sports fan.
Hey, he's making some very valid points.
I come from a place where the top tier sportsmen in Australia don't make $1 million. In football. They might make $1 million in endorsements, but not football. You give your players, what, $100 million to play 20 games a year and think that they're superstars. Yeah, I've got a heap of valid points. You want me to keep going, or do you want to talk about something else?
I like it. But we as Americans are caught up into it big time.
Oh, big time. Sport over there is a way of life. It is here, too, but for completely different reasons.
Yeah, it is so true. You know, America is so full of itself when it comes to the sports. And
what suffers the most with NFL is when you can't pick the best of your players to play against another country. You don't get to test how good you are against the rest of the world when you're the only people playing the sport.
Well,
like hockey and baseball and basketball, they play that in a lot more countries. But NFL, they don't even play that in Canada. They've got their own rules and everything out there.
Well, there's not a lot of countries out there that play, I guess, American style football. When you say football in a lot of countries, we're talking soccer. So, but you know, I don't even know if they know American football in a lot of other countries.
Now I know they are opening it up,
but I don't know how much they are.
They had a league here. They've tried to start leagues here 3 or 4 times. They last a season or two, then they fold, then they try again. They fold, then they try again, and they fold. So,
yep.
Yeah, Australia, they like violent sports. American football just don't cut it.
It's not violent.
Yeah, speaking of not being able to cut it, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a caller. We have Genocide 90 coming in. Let us know where you are, where you're hailing from, of course, and you're live.
Before you bring him on, I've got to go back to work, so I'll say cheerio, have a nice time, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Cheerio.
Catch you soon.
Au revoir. Later, boys. Take it easy. See you all.
All right. Au revoir, AJ. Thanks for calling in. Caller, you are live. Go ahead. You're on Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing well for Saturday morning. What's going on?
Yep. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, cool. So are we.
Around the corner.
You're right around the corner.
Nice. What part?
Right here on Southgate, just west of Downey.
Oh, nice! I'm right off Hollywood and Cherokee.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, what's up, man? We usually talk sports, but unfortunately, we're just all over the place today. What's up,
yeah,
man?
All right. So that Aussie was talking about American football not being manly enough.
Yeah. He's taking a stance for a lot. He's always followed rugby. You know, growing up, he's always been in Australia, and when he first was introduced to American football, he just couldn't believe all the pads and helmets and all the stoppage that goes on. So he's been kind of picking on us about that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
Bad.
It's because Australians like the friction, you know what I mean? They love that man-on-man friction. They want to feel the friction.
No,
it's kind of like when a nigger puts his dick in your mouth and you just suck on it. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Slow on the button there, sir.
Yeah, I was very slow on the button, so I do apologize. It is what it is.
Next.
Guys, we have a little bit of news for you. It's very easy to edit the program. We're going to edit the program. So I'm glad you enjoyed your one little moment of stupidity. And, it's just disappointing that you guys are, it's really going to take me about 3 minutes to edit this. So nice try. I didn't want to do it this morning, but damn, I guess I got to do it now. You guys think it's funny, but we don't. So let's go ahead and continue.
6:57.
Yeah, 6:57 in the morning. Yep, life is good in the hood, so they say. So we're just
going
to go ahead and...
Hey, ready.
Yep.
So, Cal, what's been going on in Texas? Any good sports stuff going on?
Well, you know what they're talking about. They're talking about grabbing up Dwight Howard and the actual logistics of maybe grabbing him up, and I don't see it. But that is a different story in itself. It's, whether or not Cuban is going to end up doing it. I know there's some friction as far as some of the situations on some of the past guys. Example, Darren Williams was supposed to meet with Mark Cuban and Dirk Nowitzki this past season. And what ended up happening is that Cuban, instead of meeting with Dirk and Williams, had an episode of Shark Tank to tape. so he didn't meet him, which tells me something about the actual logistics and the legitimacy of the rumor that they were going after Williams in the first place. I don't know how deep or how hard that was actually going to happen, but from what I'm hearing, Cuban says if there's rumors out there flying around, they're, and if they are talking about it, it's not going on. That's what he says. Now, you know, Cuban is one of these guys that will say something and do another. But, you know, it's really interesting about the go-around on what's going on here in Dallas. And the fact they're not going to win 50 games this year, but it is the All-Star weekend, and they are, according to this, 6 games out of the eighth spot. And I don't know if they got enough juice to get past that. But then again, the teams that they're catching up, they're capable of going on a losing streak at any given moment.
Now, Big Dog, I have to ask you the question. When is the trading deadline for the NBA? Because unlike Major League Baseball's trading deadline, you cannot make trades after, right?
No, you cannot make trades after. The deadline is 5 days from now. It is on the 21st. Actually, yeah, 5 days from now. The 21st, I believe the deadline is, I can't remember if it's 3 o'clock Eastern time or 5 o'clock Eastern time. I believe it's 3 o'clock, because usually it's noon our time here in the West. So they have 5 more days. According to the Lakers, they say they will not make any moves. Mitch Kupchak has gone on the record saying Dwight is not going anywhere. The latest rumor is that he and general manager Danny Ainge of the Boston Celtics are in talks for a trade for Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo. That, of course, doesn't make any sense, because we have Steve Nash, we have Blake as a backup guard, and a few others there. So that, of course, isn't going to make any sense whatsoever.
It makes sense for the future, though, Big Dog, because Steve Nash isn't going to be there forever.
No, that's true, but I don't see them giving up Rajon Rondo. And a friend of mine who told me about the trade, you know, the proposed trade, I don't see Danny Ainge or any Celtic management staff doing anything to help out the Lakers.
Yeah.
They never have, and I believe they never will.
Probably
including
not.
Including Kevin McHale when he was GM for the Timberwolves, and Garnett was supposed to be coming our way, and McHale was actually on record as saying, I will never make a trade while I'm in power that will help out the Lakers, no matter what I get in return. And, of course, Garnett ended up going to the Celtics.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, look, we all know that there were some sympathetic trades made in the Laker Avenue, but, hey, it is what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know either. Yeah, that was one, and who knows how many other
things. Howard and a few others. But, anyways, a few other baseball things going on. We'll switch back to baseball. We already talked about Ryan Braun. Of course, Matt Latos?
Matt Latos.
Got a 2-year, $11.5 million deal.
With the Padres?
With the Reds.
Oh, the Reds? Oh, that's right. He was traded over there.
And he avoided his arbitration because of that. He gets 4.25 this year and 7.25 next year. Which is a significant raise, since he only made $550,000 last year. So
yeah, I'm not going to do the math, but that's like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, nice little raise for him, so congrats to you. Also, Dexter Fowler gets an $11.6 million deal with the Rockies. They avoided arbitration there. He's 26-year-old. He gets 3.25 this year and 7.35 next year, and a $1 million signing bonus payable within 15 days of him signing the contract. And, of course, Francisco Liriano is going to be earning close to $14 million because of the award bonuses over the next 2 years. So things are going to go there. Now, of course, there was a hang-up on the contract because they were afraid of his arm being, I guess, you know, injured since he's such a workhorse. But they worked some language into it, and the contract was signed in the middle of the week, this past week. So, Mariano, I guess, is he their number one guy in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't think they have anyone else. Ever since they got rid of Zach Duke, they don't have anyone else. Liriano actually is going to hit up the team. But they also have that pitcher they got from the Yankees, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that tattooed guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name either. It's like nameless, faceless, don't care. Do you remember him, Couch Potato, the Yankee right-hander?
Remember who I was yawning right when you said that.
I know, exactly. He scored the 5-year, $85.5 million contract. The right-hander, they traded him.
Yeah, I...
Don't care.
And not Pettis.
No, hell no. Definitely not Pettis.
And then the one last one I have is, of course, Michael Bourne has agreed to a 4-year, $48 million contract with the Cleveland Indians. Of course, Bourne was an all-star in Atlanta last year. He batted .274 with 9 homers, 57 RBIs, and 42 steals for the Braves last year. And that little tidbit there got him a $48 million contract.
Really?
4 years, $48 million for batting .274 with 9 homers.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty crazy.
Is he a good outfielder? A great outfielder?
No one deserves to get that stuff, but hey, whatever.
But you can get what you can get, huh?
That's right. And, yeah, guys, we are obviously right in the middle of a little flash.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's going on. Thanks for joining us. I already did my deed and already kicked out 3, so I'm going to just kick out some more because I'm not, you know, what the hell, what's the word? Yeah, nothing better to do. So, go ahead. We are at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have a regular stable of callers. We recognize the numbers.
Where's Tim?
Yeah, where is Tim? We have a huge number of callers, and we do appreciate the calls, but we're not taking any at this time because we're not. So, you want to stay in the queue, hey, Merry Christmas, you know? But we will not be taking any callers at this point. So, we're just going to continue with the program.
Well, unless it's a number you recognize, right?
That's right, because we write all the numbers down.
Yep.
Well, I do. Yeah, and I've already written all the numbers down, so we always do that because we have been punked in the past. Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we should call Shy.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's using power. Ooh, wait a minute. No.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. You've lost them all. They're all gone. Yeah, they're all gone. All of us, they dropped. We had about 10 callers, and they're gone now. That's funny. But all right. Come up with a new thread, guys. Good luck. Go do whatever you guys are going to do. Go have fun. You know, thanks for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. But if you guys are just really full of hatred and stuff, it's okay. You know, go play in your basements. Go do whatever you want to do, but it's okay. Hey, this is a garage. This is a basement.
Studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a studio. Yes, NDB Media World Headquarters.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all good. Mr. Sonny Clark, since Bright doesn't want to call him, but we do have Cuervo. Cuervo's in there.
Change your font.
Tim's in the chat room. Change your font, buddy. Go stick with Ariel. That's what you need to do. I can't read your comments.
You want to talk to your daughter?
He can do that.
Tim, what's up? See, I spoke his name and he appeared.
Yeah, he is right in here. So, let me see. Only because I can. God. Yeah, that one's gone. See, did you change it? No, you didn't. You're still speaking in hieroglyphics, Timmy. I don't speak hieroglyphics. So, that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still a lot of sports to talk about this morning. Thank you, Tim. I know you'll eventually figure it out.
We can talk about Bishop Pistorius.
There's a lot. Yes, Pistorius is the man down under. Yeah. Well, no, actually, South Africa.
New Zealand.
He's an Anzacker?
New Zealand.
Okay.
Oh, you're right, Sonic. I should never done.
Yeah, you do that more often. Yes. Oh, cut it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good time this morning. It is Sports Talk with the guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Timmy, where are you? What's going on, dude? Yeah, he's still speaking in hieroglyphics. Is that better, big dog? Yeah, Tim, but in...
No.
It is, actually, but you're sending me an instant message, Tim, so you need to stop writing the hieroglyphics. It's all good. I know we have a lot more to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Big Dog, did you say Pastores?
Pastores, yes.
Pastores. Cash Potato.
Or Pistorius.
Yeah.
Pistorius. Do you think he killed his girlfriend?
I have no clue. I have no opinion. Every time I get an opinion on something like that, I get proved to look like an idiot later.
Well, for those who don't know, of course, Mr. Oscar Pistorius, of course, is nicknamed the Blade Runner. He was, of course, the paraplegic. He is the double amputee who had the blades put into his, I guess, legs, and he became a runner in the Special Olympics. And I was granted entry into the regular Olympics last year and actually ran the 4x4 relay for the South African team. Well, Thursday, he was charged in the Valentine's Day slaying of his girlfriend in the Upsio home in South Africa. Of course, it's a shocking twist for the feel-good stories of last summer's Olympics. And evidently what is, of course, there's different stories being put out there. His camp, of course, is putting out there that he thought it was a home invasion, and he fired first. And what they're saying is maybe what it was the girlfriend was, you know, a Valentine's Day surprise, lights off, you know, the whole thing, and he was startled. He reached for his gun, and he fired four times and killed her. Police are reporting that this is not the first time there has been violence at his home. There have been calls multiple times over the past few months, different girlfriends, that because this girl, a former model, who is 30 years old, he's 28, they've only been dating for about 2 months. So, but there's been calls of, about domestic violence in his home over the past year or so. And from what neighbors are saying is there was a lot of yelling and screaming going on during the afternoon between, they said, the voice of a female, presumably the girlfriend, and Mr. Pistorius. And then about 3 in the morning is when the shots were heard. Police came over. She was found dead. They took him in. He is being charged with murder now. So we're going to wait and see what goes on from here. It's a unfolding story. Well, they're trying to find out what happened. I guess they are positive that he did the shooting, but the circumstances behind the shooting is what they're trying to find out.
I think it was because that she brought him dark chocolate candies and he wanted milk chocolate candies. Something like that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can see that because I don't like dark chocolate.
I don't know how many times I've told you, but one of
that's crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on a moment, please. We're gonna do something right here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, he is here. He is the man. He is the one. He is from the Windy City himself. And when he's feeling brave, he goes down to Tennessee to go pick with the homies down there. What's up, Cuervo?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Real quick, I've been listening for a little while, and now I want to apologize for what happened. Not that it was my fault. I'm just, you know, I hate to hear that type of stuff. But it's like they say, guys, you know, it might be a polished turd, but it's still a turd, right? There's always one bad one. So. But real quick, scorekeeper, how you feeling?
Thank you, Cuervo. I am feeling better. It's funny. Will you shit, Big Dog? Put that BS button away. This one set me back, Cuervo. I'm having trouble with it. This minor surgery I had, I'm not having a good time, but
can I poke your hole?
I'm back on here. Well, you know, rumor has it, Cuervo, that
with the big hole that I have in my side and my hip right now, that if I were to get in the pool, I would sink quicker than the Titanic.
Wow. Hey, guys, are you guys talking about that that Olympic
Blade
runner? Yeah, the one that like murdered his girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to
go off the couch potato was talking about how she was supposed to bring him, you know, dark chocolate
milk chocolate. She brought him dark. And
I got a joke for you guys. I mean, what do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
I'm sorry. What? Repeat it one more time, Corvo. What was that?
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Third time's a charm.
Oh my God!
I was gonna say next time.
Don't tell her anything. You already told her twice.
Yeah.
That's a joke. I'm not against spousal abuse, so please don't think
I understand it. No, sorry.
Yeah,
no,
Yeah, Cuervo, did you get a good noggin on the back of the head by the wife right now?
No, she's bleeping. That's why I gave that joke out. See, but if she was awake, it's normally the other way around, guys. The one with the black eyes.
That's usually about right. Well, that's she's definitely in control.
I love that.
Sonny, everyone here is married, and we actually do love our women, so that's why we can make fun of those jokes when they're not here.
Yeah. They don't listen to us. They don't want to listen to us Monday through Friday. No, they don't want to listen to us on the radio.
that is true. That is very true. Big Dog, I know you're going through some issues, but you live with her, and how are things going? Ooh, the silence. The silence is deafening.
I was going to say.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and Cuervo, I want to put this out there.
What was that supposed to mean? Ladies and gentlemen, and Cuervo?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. No, but I meant to, because Cuervo asked me how I was doing, and it means a great deal. I'm going to share it, dog. The big dog is wearing his Borg accoutrement again. Like, he hasn't been feeling well himself. NDB Media leadership, and I use that term loosely, is real not doing very well right now.
Better watch out, there might be a coup.
Follow. Hey, I got the passwords. I'll take care of it if need be sometime.
All right, sounds good. But because the big dog was beefing all morning long, and I went, well, what the hell? I saw the little thing hanging from his side again, so he's hooked up again.
Oh, you thought he was backing up.
Yeah, so I know. Yeah, the big dog hasn't been feeling very well, so we'll see. But Cuervo, so is he guilty? Did he shoot her because he was pissed? Or is it true that he brought the dark chocolate as opposed to the white? What's the deal with Blade Runner? Is he going to go down?
Probably, guys. I mean, the evidence, if I'm not mistaken, points to guilty. So I don't see, you know, him getting out of this in reality. I mean, if he was a bigger celebrity, let's just call it how it is, guys. If he was a bigger celebrity, they'd find a way. There'd be a loophole somewhere. But this guy is somebody that nobody really knows about. He doesn't quote unquote matter in the sports world, so he's gonna go to jail.
He's not big here, but down there.
Right, he's not big here, but he is big down there. But he is an icon, you know. He is for the aluminum industry, or I'm sorry, which one is it? The
whatever the thing is made of.
Yeah, whatever it's made of, the polyethyl composite.
It's a carbonite something.
Carbonite siding.
Aluminum siding. Yeah, he's using that stuff, and not to take away from others that have been able to run, but guys, four shots. You know, I mean, don't you have the clapper, turn the lights on? No, he shot in the darkness four times.
Well, I mean, and of course, never defending him for this. I think he's guilty. But if it was what the lawyer is saying, that it was what he thought was a home invasion, I could see him shooting four times. Because you see someone coming at you, you just start firing. The gun is at his side. And the thing was, though, of course, he is a very good shot because he says he's forever going to the shooting range. So, yeah, all right.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you believe the story there, Cuervo? Take yourself off mute.
I'm here, guys. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I know you're there. That's why you said you did it.
I never.
They
want to
know you
right,
think
honey?
He's guilty.
Do I think he's guilty? Yeah. I see. Here's the thing, guys. I need to brush up on this story a little bit more. But the little that I do know, I mean, it just sounds like, you know, there's things that sound like, you know, things are pointing to him being guilty, and then there's things that kind of like, well, maybe this his story is a little legit. So I mean, I really don't know. I have to read more on it. I'll be honest, I don't know the full story, so I can't really give an honest answer right now, guys. But it to me, it sounds like you know, he's in a world of trouble.
Okay, Cuervo, and I do appreciate that. And we're doing what the media always does is we always. He's a man of honor. He does, you know, integrity.
Yes.
He is a man of integrity. Cuervo, let me put it this way. Going back to the days when you were a youngin', which was a few weeks ago, and you were single, and, you know, you had a whole bunch of hotties come into the world, which is pretty much now today, too. Cuervo, are you, let's pretend that you're in this spot. Could you actually get off, if that was your defense, whether it was white or dark chocolate?
Or she just must not have been finished. That's what I think.
Well, that's
God,
that's
potato.
Oh my God, that was ruthless. But what did the big dog say a moment ago? About why that he's not going to go down anymore or something?
Yeah.
No, he's going down for the murder. I said, no, that's why he shot her, because she wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are ruthless. We are stupid. We are the runts of Saturday morning. We make no bones about it. By you listening and remaining in the chat room, you hereby give up any right to common sense, intelligence, and all the love. You know, if you're here, you're a runt. We're runts. It's the way it is. So. Except for Cuervo. He's a man of integrity.
Yes, he is. He's one savior of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was on crutches when we met him, too. So he's still the savior then, and he's still the savior now. Hey, dude, how is the knee doing? I know it's been a few years on, but...
It was his ankle.
Oh, his ankle. Well, whatever! How's
he's
your ankle
doing? He's doing fine.
How's the ankle?
Oh, my
ankle. Does it still hurt on mornings?
Does it what?
Does it still hurt on cold mornings?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, I've never really had that problem, to be honest, guys. I mean, everybody was saying, oh, yeah, you're going to feel it in the cold weather. I've never had any major problems with my ankle in the cold weather. I mean, it's 12 degrees outside, and it won't bother.
Wait 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. But
because I know with my knees, I can tell when it's going to rain.
Oh, yeah, but your knee, man, your knee is the stuff that surgeons dream of, dude. I mean, how many surgeries have you had on your knee?
I only had the one surgery. It was supposed to have been a 45-minute surgery, and it turned out to be a 2.5-hour surgery.
Yeah. Well, mine, that happened 2 weeks ago, wasn't supposed to be a surgery. It wasn't even supposed to be an outpatient procedure. It was supposed to be, let's get the blade and pop the bubble, and that'll be it. And turned into a much more detailed procedure. So that's probably what. But yours was a lot. What happened in your knee surgery, Big Don?
What happened in it? You mean what was?
What did they do? What did it encompass? What did it encompass? Wow, Big Dog, jeez, you're throwing me today.
They were going to go in. They did arthroscopic surgery in the front part of the knee. And when they got the scope in here, they realized how bad it was. So on the side, the right side of my knee, of my right knee, they made about a 4.5-inch incision and opened it up. and did what was called a lateral release. They took out scar tissue, which was about the width of my pinky. That's how wide it was, and it was wrapped completely around my knee. They took all that out. They took out all the torn cartilage. So I have about maybe, oh, at the time, I probably had maybe about 20% cartilage left over. They also had arthritis that they scraped out, and my kneecap wasn't sitting in the socket correctly, so they shaved my kneecap down so it would fit in the socket correctly.
Ow!
They did all four of those things.
So Tim wants to know if your doctors were paid by the hour.
All I know is I had the best orthopedic surgeon that Kaiser had to offer at that time.
Yeah, and you are thankful still to this day, right?
Dr. Knopf.
Dr. Knopf?
I still remember his name.
Dr. Knopf. Can you spell that?
K-N-O-P-H, I believe.
Wow. You're the big dog. The man that shaved your knee.
Yeah.
All right. That's the first one.
And, of course, the bad part was I came out of, in post-op, I came out of the anesthesia too early. So I still had the tube down my throat. You know, because after they knock you out, they put a tube down your throat. You know, so, you know, to breathe and the whole other thing. Well, I came out of it too fast.
Oh, my God.
So I woke up with
a tube gag.
Yeah, I was gagging. So in my haze, the nurse came over, and she's like, okay. She's all, hold on, I'll take care of that. And I didn't know what the hell was going on because I'm half in, half out. And she's like, okay, when I tell you cough, you cough. I said, okay. I'm like, So she's all, cough. So I cough, and as I cough, she starts pulling the... Of course, it goes into your nose all the way through.
Oh, my God.
So I could feel it coming up from the pit of my stomach all the way. And I was just like.
Yeah. So whenever you see the movie Aliens, you're like, cut it out. Cut it out. Wow, big dog. Hey, glad you had an ankle surgery and that was it, huh, Corvo?
You know what? Actually, guys, maybe that's what it is because I never had surgery on my ankle. It just healed on its own. I did about, I don't know, I'd say it was about 3 months worth of therapy, physical therapy, and that was pretty much it. I was back on my feet after that. So, no, I actually did not have surgery on my ankle. Is that why I don't have problems with it, you think? Or, I mean, I don't know.
Probably. Was it a hairline fracture or was it a complete break?
It was a complete break. It was, you know, the big bone that sticks out on the side of your ankle was right underneath where all your ligaments attach. That's where it's separated. Ligaments tore. I mean, my ankle was done for a good 2.5 months. And when I met you guys in Vegas, it was about maybe three weeks old that it happened. So it had just happened. But I was on crutches till about July that year. And after that, I was fine. I went back to, you know, jogging and back to full duty. So I never had any surgery on it.
Well, that's good. And probably a lot of it had to do, too, the fact that you're physically fit. So, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to go there, dude. Yeah, but it's okay. Notice.
Now, one thing that did happen to me, guys, was I developed a blood clot in my calf muscle. That was a tough thing to go through, but... It was, I went through it fine and, you know, just took some medication and cleared it up pretty quickly.
That's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. I guess Couch Potato is the only one that hasn't admitted to anything because we've all been talking about what we had.
No, he's talked about his concussion.
We have talked about his concussion, but
I'm concussed.
Quite good, big dog. What the hell is with you, dude? Where have you been? What's her name? Obviously, you're talking to some chick that speaks in some higher language. I mean...
Oh, that's right. You're spending time with a high school cheerleader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, like, they're going to speak like that.
Well, I don't know where you're getting it from. I'm sorry, what was that? They are what?
Nothing.
What did you say? That they are what?
Nothing.
What's that S word? They are what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So, are they stereotypical cheerleaders?
A couple of them are. Well, actually, more than a couple.
You lucky big dog. This is all he does all day, is he takes his daughter to these cheer events, and they're loaded with cheerleaders everywhere.
I'm just going every day. It's every other Saturday.
Might as well be every day for me.
That whole thing's a con, man. Because every single time we go, we got to pay $10 to get in the door.
Oh, man, tell me about it. And down here, it's more expensive because cheerleading is, like, huge. The last one my wife went to was $20 a head to get in.
Wow. And the thing is, fuck, I mean, they literally make tens of thousands of dollars
and
in one afternoon.
When you go, their routines are 2.5 minutes long.
Yes, I know.
I can spend $20 for 2.5 minutes. You know, better anyway. I was just in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to take the time to welcome everyone in the chat room. Of course, we have numerous guests. We have Coffee, Jason Murphy, Laker Fan, Senior Cuervo, the Couch Potato, and Tarvino. But such as Tarvino is, he's in two places at once. He's in the chat room, and he's live! What's up, right?
That's the beauty of having a laptop and a telephone, right?
Yes, it is. You can be two places at once, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is, if it's three of us, it would be a troika. So is this a quayaka? I don't know. Yeah, qua, you know, for five? Or quinta?
Qua is four.
Quinta.
What?
What is quinta? 15?
Yeah, sure.
Something like that.
We're good. So we have the Brain Trust here in the morning on Saturday morning. Yes, I know you've been getting a lot of that lately, Big Dog. Oh, God. But it's okay. We're not talking about the cheerleaders. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's, of course, Cuervo, Tarvino, the Big Dog, Couch Potato, and, of course, the resident runt himself, the scorekeeper. So what's up, Brian? What brings you into the neck of the woods?
Just to call in to say hello and see what's going on in the sports world.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean talk sports on a sports show?
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, why not?
We've been talking a lot of sports. But the Big Dog, this is how much the Big Dog loves you, Brian, that he immediately said, talk about the Ryan Braun issue, because Tarvino defends Ryan Braun. Now, before I go to Tarvino, I wanted to, because Phil Cash Potato has defended him. Cuervo, you may have heard the news, you may have not, you know all the stuff going down in South Florida, that numerous players have been mentioned on Dr. Bosch's list. And not only is Ryan Braun listed there, but he's also apparently a steroids deadbeat. Have you been hearing about what's going on there, Cuervo?
Mute.
Take yourself off mute.
Oh, we can get Brian's opinion.
Yeah, all right, let's go to Brian. Oh, yeah, we did lose Cuervo, sorry. Brian,
are
you still going to defend Brian?
Ryan Braun?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I defended him or not, did I, Big Dog?
You did.
Okay.
Oh,
along with me.
You did.
Along with me. Hey, I don't have a good memory. I remember this one, though.
Oh, no. I was probably trying to piss scorekeeper off or something. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'll clarify myself. Brian defended the appeal process.
Right.
That's what he called.
Right.
He defended the appeals process that Ryan Braun won. So...
I remember. I mean, if you're going to put these rules in place, you need to be able to follow them. So if you mess up and you're the one that did the rules, then Ryan Braun gets to walk off free. That's just the way it is.
I still agree with that.
I agree, ladies and gentlemen. I've always agreed because I'm a man of rules.
You still say, you know, hang him up by his toenails.
Well, guys, look. Just because I have, and I use this term loosely and carefully, just because I've gotten guys off at work when they were guilty, I knew
that too. Don't pause like that.
Just because I got them off because the idiots didn't know the rules. I mean, it's funny. These guys are the ones that establish the rules, and when it comes down to it, they just try to make you feel stupid and dumb but they don't know the rules themselves. So, Brian, I agree with that. I, as a matter of fact, I am a hero to many because people are stupid. They're stupid, and they didn't know how to do it. But the whole issue with Ryan Braun was that that procedure had not been addressed. So knowing that it had not been addressed, you go with the tact. That's very simple. Well, it's not in writing.
Yeah, that's the part that he appealed.
It's not in writing.
He never appealed the results. He only appealed how it was handled. So, but anyway, let's not get into that again. But, Brian, what do you think about all the stuff that's come out now about Braun and his name being on the list with money being next to his name?
Yeah, I mean, that's a different story now. I haven't really got into it as much, but, I mean, tell me more about it.
Okay, now, before we do that, Tim in the chat room is taking a very strong stance, which, Tim, I firmly and wholeheartedly agree with you. Nada, zippo. He has not tested positive on anything before and after that we know of right now. And I haven't, yeah.
Ron did test positive. Remember, he was positive, but he appealed,
but it was thrown out.
No, it doesn't exist. Did test positive?
No.
But the way it was handled was thrown out.
Yes. Well, I said
never the test.
But I said he never tested positive before, and he's never tested positive after, which is what I was trying to say is to this one moment. He never tested positive before or after that we know of. So I had to throw that one in there. Yes, I'm lending the guilt to it. But Tim, you are so right. And, you know, hey, a victory is a victory is a victory.
Yeah.
He's a union guy. He got off. Here's here.
His lawyer earned it.
Nothing changes.
His lawyer has earned his money.
Yes.
More than earned his money. But now what it is, Brian, is
Dr. Bosch.
Yeah, the Bosch.
Doctor.
His own personal, like his journal with all the names of all the players, including Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, and a few of the others, all have their names listed on there with amounts next to it and whether it's paid or not, and also on some of them what they were actually given. Braun's name appears on there with a $1,500 marker, I guess you would call it, because it has not yet been paid, or at least at that time hadn't been paid, on one list, and also on another list, Braun's name appears at the bottom of the page and next to his name it says expenses. So his name, and there's supposedly his name is on other documents, but they haven't released those yet.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, Tim, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. Innuendo, yeah, I know, it's the hottest story, and that's why we get to be, you know, the witch hunters of the modern era. But, Brian, his name is on numerous documents, if we believe what has already been reported. Knowing that,
well, actually, the Big Four, in their article, actually had a picture of the actual paper with the, in handwriting, you know, with all the other names there, and his name is right there.
So do you have any comments on that?
Well, I mean, I always thought he was taking something, but the only thing I was defending is the technicality that he got off on because the rules weren't followed. I mean, yeah, everybody knows he's been taking, you know, he's been taking something. He tested positive for it. So I don't know what to make out of this, what the Major League Baseball is going to do about this, or can they do anything?
Well, if it's found that he was purchasing or taking it, it is a suspension by baseball.
So. Yeah, if it can be found. But it's an incredibly slippery slope. There, you know, it's unfortunately, I should be taking a stronger stance on this right now because I'm actually joining in.
It's okay. You're in a drug-induced haze.
I am in a drug-induced haze. I'm not feeling very well. And Tim is the only one actually standing up for the way the procedures are. Either the tests work or they don't. And one thing that I always win on is it written? Well, it's past practice. Yeah, well, past practice doesn't make it right.
Exactly.
So if you've got something on us, you go for it. And if you don't, you're wasting my time. And this language was not mentioned in anywhere, and that's why it's not even a technicality. I'm not being disrespectful, Brian. It's not a technicality. The rule or the procedure wasn't described in detail. So you can throw it out if there's something in question. And I agree with it 100%. Granted, he did not appeal
that it was a positive test, but if you think about it, he was appealing it by saying, well, it's not a valid test anyway. So by definition, whether it's positive or not, we don't care because it's not a valid test because it wasn't handled correctly. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the same stance and argument that I would have used. So I cannot say Ryan Braun is guilty in any way because if you have a questionable test, you cannot even infer anything.
Yep.
Yeah. If, and knowing he's never tested positive before or after, hey, you know, it's true.
We know him.
That we know him. God, we've become media witch hunters, haven't we?
He's juicing, guys. Ron Braun's been juicing for a while.
That's funny. He's been juicing for a while. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And since we're on the subject of possibly being banned, not banned, of course, in the NBA...
And Cuervo is back.
There was a suspension handed out just a couple of days ago. Very surprisingly, Hito Turkoglu of the Orlando Magic had been suspended for 20 games for testing positive for steroids.
Really?
Now, looking at him, you wouldn't think of that because, I mean, he doesn't
he's
have
a
that.
String bean.
He's not a string bean, but he's not, like, super muscular like Dwight Howard, you know, where you can see the definition.
Yeah, but Dwight Howard was always big.
No, I know, and I'm not saying Dwight's juicy or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, when you're talking about steroids and stuff, usually you think the big
yes.
bulky, especially for a basketball player. Yeah.
Or the big head a la Barry Bonds.
There are several different types of steroids, and I've known people on steroids that lost 100 pounds and just got ripped up. I've seen people get bulky, so I think there's different kinds. So if he's on one, it's the kind to keep him, I guess, keep him lean.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, Turkoglu admitted to this and said that he takes full responsibility, and what it was, I guess his test was a few months ago.
I hope he doesn't say I made a mistake.
No, he said he takes full responsibility, and what it was is when he was in Turkey playing for the national team, he, I guess, injured his groin or his hamstring, and he said his trainer gave him, I guess, something to take. And he said it was his fault by not checking with the NBA to make sure he was not on the banned list. He said that is his fault. He should have checked, and he just did not because he figured if the trainer was giving it to him, it was okay. Not realize he's just taking an easy way out, of course.
Yes, he is.
But I guess he was thinking, well, if Turkey's saying it's okay, it must be okay in the NBA. He didn't check the NBA list, and it was on the NBA list. So he is accepting full responsibility for this, and he will sit out his 20 games. He apologized to the fans, to the Magic, and anybody else that he says he has let down because of his mistake.
Oh, my God, couch potatoes. Jump in, dude. Jump in.
Excuse me.
Take yourself off mute, damn it. Couch potato.
Oh, we lost him.
Okay, Cuervo, we're going to you.
Okay.
Cuervo, take yourself off mute, Cuervo.
I'm here, guys.
Jump in, Cuervo, because he's now saying that when he was in Turkey, he was hurt, and his trainer gave him steroids that are banned in the NBA, so he takes full responsibility because his trainer didn't know and he didn't ask. Knock yourself out, Cuervo.
Well, congratulations. At least somebody will admit that they screwed up. I mean, everybody, no, I totally deny it. And you know, they'll use every excuse in the book to sit there and say they didn't know or whatever the case may be. And at least somebody's admitting a little bit of something with Turkoglu. And, you know, it brings up an interesting topic, though, guys. It's like, you know, is it to the point now, and I've heard this on the national radio, too, is it to the point now where it's just kind of like, it's here and it's not going anywhere, so let's find a way to control it somehow. I've heard different suggestions as far as, for example, you injure yourself, right? And you use it like he did to get back from an injury, and after that, you're done. Now, the only problem with that is people can sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'm not using it anymore. And when the fact of the matter is that they're still, you know, they just did it 10 minutes ago before they got interviewed. So that's the only problem with that.
other than that, though, guys, I mean, let's face it, it's going to be an ongoing problem in sports. And now we're starting to see it with NBA players. And it wouldn't surprise me if the NBA starts to do more testing, more than they do already. And, you know, every sport, now it's official, every sport is pretty much involved with the exception of the NHL.
Yeah, hockey. That's true. Could you imagine if those guys that just duke it out all the time are on steroids?
Well, you know, I mean, I just looked up Turkoglu's numbers right now. So, I mean, it could be, well, he could be telling the truth because he's only averaging just under 3 points a game. You know, and this is a career, I think it's 14-point average for his career. He's had a great career, actually, so he is at the tail end of it. And averaging only 3 points, maybe he did take it while he was injured because it ain't helping.
Big Dog,
yes,
why did you almost gag earlier because of my reaction when Cuervo started to give his answer?
Because I think you were expecting Cuervo to go the other way, and he didn't. He was happy that Turkoglu admitted to it.
Yeah, and I guess I made a, because I was leaning over the table, and I guess I made a face of shock, and then Big Dog died. Because I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what I expected Cuervo to say, but fine. Bri, go for it, dude.
What?
What are your comments on basketball player?
Well, I mean, look, as these guys get older, they are going to cheat. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep up with these young kids, and they're going to want their contracts. So, I mean, I'm glad he admitted to it as well, but he knew exactly what he was doing, and the trainer knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, that's bull crap. So just admit it happened, take your punishment, and move on. He did it to keep a competitive edge. That's exactly why.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that the trainers are part of an association, but they're in the medical field, and they're professionals. You assume they are. I know, it's Turkey. I get that, Big Dog. But there's an association. There's an association, guys, and they know what is legitimate in each sport. They know all the leagues and all this stuff. So for them to say that, you know, it was the trainer's fault, I mean, that trainer should have been fired for stupidity because...
But what if it's illegal in Turkey, though?
Apparently everything's illegal in Turkey, but except for being a Christian property, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, you know it's illegal to own a church in Turkey? Yeah, that's why they're shutting down all the church, but okay, that's my political statement. Right now, it turns out that this guy... is saying, well, you know, that's what the trainer gave me. But it's how is it that the trainer would put his career in jeopardy, the one of the player, by giving him something that's illegal in the United States?
Because he probably, I mean, I'm not saying, well, I guess I will play devil's advocate.
Oh, okay.
The trainer, I'm pretty sure he doesn't check with the American. He's the trainer for the national team in Turkey, so I'm pretty sure he's only... Look at the rules which is international rules that only apply to him and his team. Pretty sure he didn't check with the NBA about anything. He probably never even worked in the NBA.
All right. So then, great. In my opinion, he just is blaming the trainer, and that's it.
Well, I mean, he did accept it. So I mean, he's taking his funny games.
Okay. Big Dog, are you okay?
Yeah, just
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So anyway, we're also going to take a Big Dog.
Someone else? No. You
have
one?
It's a cherry.
It's a cherry cough drop, Big Dog. You want to take that one?
Sure, I'll take your cherry.
No, you're going to take my cherry. That cherry cough drop.
Anyways.
Sorry, guys. Cherry cough drop's over here.
Just the NBA, the trading deadline, of course, is coming up. So lots of rumors flying everywhere. You know, Rajon Rondo's on the radar. Of course, Dwight Howard's on the radar. There's Josh Smith is being covered by the Nets. This could be a big one. They are talking about Deron Williams actually being traded again. That they're already trying to give up on that. So lots
of trades. He's going to Chicago.
That would actually be funny because actually I'm got Cuervo's on the phone.
Yeah.
Cuervo, what are you hearing about Derrick Rose? I'm reading here in L.A. that he is thinking about sitting out the entire season. What have you heard since you're right there?
Now, guys, see, people are taking it the wrong way. See, I talked to Derek. No, I'm kidding. No, but here's the thing. Here's the deal, guys. You know, a lot of people are twisting his words, okay? Basically, the way Derek Rose is putting it is, I don't know when I'm coming back. And people are thinking he's sitting out the entire season because, and this is verbatim what he said. He said, it could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of days. It could be next year. It could be next month. I don't know. He said that he's, as far as percentage-wise, how he's feeling, he's somewhere in the 80s. He doesn't want to come back until he feels he's at 110%, which there's no such thing as 110%. But that's where he wants to be at as far as when he comes back. So for people around the country that are listening, no, Derek did not say he's going to sit out the year. He just said he's going to come back when he feels he's fully ready to go. However long it takes, you know, is however long it takes. That's all there is to it, guys. So, you know, some people are just kind of taking his words and kind of twisting it around. And he's, oh, my God, Derek said he's not coming back this year. No, that's not what he said. All he said was however long it takes for him to be at 100% is when he'll be back.
All right, and since you have your finger on the pulse of the Chicago Bulls, what's your personal feeling? Do you think he'll be back this year?
Guys, honestly, if he's at 80% right now and we're at mid-February, chances are, if he comes back, it'll be for the playoffs. I think if he comes back this year, it won't be until the end of the regular season. That's my feeling. Kind of like the situation with Ray Lewis, guys, in Baltimore. You know, he sat the entire regular season out. I guess his thing was, let's see if we make the playoffs. If we do, I'll be back. If not, then that's it. And I think that's the same thing that Rose is doing. He's waiting to see if the Bulls make the playoffs, and they have a very good chance. I mean, they're fourth in the East right now? So they have a very good chance of making the playoffs, and I think that's when we'll see him. Come back is game one of the first round.
All right. And speaking of that, since Cuervo did mention the standings, I'll go over them really quick as it is the All-Star break, which is traditionally the halfway point. We are actually past the halfway point, but this is the way it stands right now. In the Eastern Conference, the number one team at 36-14 is Miami, followed by New York at 32-18, Indiana 32-21, the Nets at 31-22. Chicago is fifth at 30-22. Atlanta is 29-22. Boston is 28-24, doing very well without Rajon Rondo. Milwaukee is sitting in the number eight spot at 26-25, followed by Philadelphia 22-29. Toronto is 21-32. Detroit is 21-33. Cleveland is 16-37. Washington is 15-36. Orlando is 15-37, and with the worst team in all of basketball, Mr. Michael Jordan's Charlotte Bobcats at 12 wins and 40 losses.
Are they really the worst team?
No. Wow. In the West, number one, once again, the San Antonio Spurs. Popovich, year in and year out, he can make it happen whether the big three are there or not. Number two is Oklahoma. At 39-14, the Clips are third at 39-17. Memphis is fourth at 33-18. Denver is 33-21. Golden State is 30-22. Utah is 30-24. In the number eight position is 29-26 is Houston. Portland is 25-28. My very own Lakers, having one of the most horrible seasons ever, are sitting in the number 10 spot at 25-29, four games out of the playoffs, followed by Dallas at 23-29, Minnesota is 19-31, New Orleans is 19-34, who, of course, will be the New Orleans Pelicans next year, followed by Sacramento and 1935, they may or may not be the Seattle Supersonics next year. I'll have something on that right now. And in last place in the West at 17-36 is the Phoenix Suns. Now, as I mentioned, we thought it was a done deal as far as the Sacramento Kings being sold.
Everyone thought it was a done deal except for the scorekeeper.
And evidently, what it is,
oh, you do.
Evidently,
Ron Burkle and the guys from down south, right?
Yeah, no. What it is Kevin Johnson, the mayor, of course, of Sacramento, is trying to get a group together to buy the Kings. I guess the city wants to buy them. Evidently, he says he has 20 investors, each pledging $1 million each, and then they're supposed to have a major investor. The major investor has not been revealed yet. He has till, I believe, it's March 21st or March 28th when the owners meet, and at that point, Kevin Johnson has to give his proposal to the Board of Governors or the owners. The deal with Chris Hansen and the hedge fund that he runs that have already – now, this is the part I don't understand, scorekeeper. There is already an agreement between the Maloofs and Chris Hansen and his group to buy the Kings. It's already been agreed upon. Now, I don't know whether Sacramento is claiming the eminent domain where they can't be sold yet. I'm not sure what the legalities of that is, that Kevin Johnson, even though there's an agreement between the owner and another purchaser, how he can step in and say, wait a minute, I want to buy the team.
Pending approval by the governors of the NBA.
And then they can choose which side will buy it?
Now, there are some teams that they could... I mean, look, why is it that the Boston Red Sox were chosen by the commissioner and they actually bid less and the other team was out?
Okay.
They could actually go with whoever they want.
The team is valued, and I don't understand how they're valued this high, because they suck. But the team is valued at about $550 million. Chris Hansen and his group of investors that are going to be buying the team are going to be buying 65% of the team. That is going to be about, they said, about $300 or $350 million that they will be paying. I guess the Maloofs will have a minority share at that point. But as I said, everything is in a standstill. Right now, everybody is just kind of hovering around because Kevin Johnson, of course, is putting his bid in for Sacramento to keep the team. So we will wait. In about a month, I guess, we'll have the answer. At that point, the new commissioner will have taken over because, remember, David Stern is retiring at the end of this month, along with the Pope. I think the exact same day or the last day, the 28th.
Oh, God.
So the new commissioner will be hearing, I guess, who gets the team. Of course, Chris Hansen has an arena ready to go, I guess, to be built. And, of course, the name will be changed to the Seattle Supersonics since they did retain the name from Oklahoma City. Of course, Sacramento is trying to keep their team because if they leave Sacramento, they ain't got nothing. Literally. I've been up there. Ain't nothing up there.
Yeah.
Bunch of cows.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that, and we'll keep everybody abreast of the situation, and we'll go from there.
And prior to that, I'm going to transition. We have a Blog Talk Radio program calling
very
us.
Much.
Right now.
I'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to go hang out at the casino and do whatever we got to do. Have some fun. So 90 seconds left of a live show. We much appreciated everybody coming to the show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that wasn't the program. I believe that was CalPost. They were calling in, so I do apologize. We didn't get to them with enough time, but we are down a minute and 30 seconds.
Woo-hoo!
Cuervo, Brian, any last words, guys?
Yeah, guys, quick question. I mean, I only got 90 seconds. But did you guys hear the thing about moving the Super Bowl next year to a Saturday? What do you guys think about that?
Oh, about moving the Super Bowl to Saturday?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's traditional.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's bad enough that they moved it to February. For I don't know how many upteen years it was, you know,
the last
final Sunday of January. They pushed it back another week. we kind of went with that. But, I mean, it's got to be on Sunday. That's the whole that's tradition.
Yeah.
I'm very much a tradition.
Yeah, I know. So am I. So, Brian?
No final thoughts except I'm hoping the Lakers actually, you know, turn this thing around and get back in the playoffs.
Oh, and by the way, Courtwell does send you wishes in the chat room. Go Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You're like, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. And, hey, the whole thing with Uke, he was misquoted. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all good in the hood. Love you. We'll see you. And we're out of here. Hey, see you guys. Have a great week.